leading to speculation that Theresa May isn't, for whatever reason, going to sack Priti Patel.
Why on earth bring her back? I mean, that's the question I think we've got to address, but we're not going to address it now.
Oh, come on, answer ready.
Because I want to cross to the United States and talk to Simon Marks about Donald Trump's visit to China. Simon, very good evening.
Hello, Ian. We've still got Boris Johnson here. He hasn't headed home.
What could possibly go wrong? So how has Mr. Trump got on in China? Because they've really rolled out the red carpet for him, haven't they?
They have rolled out the red carpet. He was wandering through the Forbidden City a little while ago, and he's now, of course, preparing for these all-important meetings that he's got with President Xi Jinping, a man who arguably is more powerful now on the world stage than Donald Trump, especially after the recent Communist Party Congress in China. We're going to see Donald Trump press the Chinese to try and exercise more leverage over North Korea. He's also going to press the Chinese over trade issues and the trade imbalance that the country has with the United States. But it's not immediately clear that Xi Jinping views Donald Trump as a particularly serious interlocutor. The president's visit to Asia, by the way, now has its own video that the White House has recently put out on the president's Twitter feed.
What South Koreans have achieved on this peninsula is more than a victory for your nation. It is a victory for every nation that believes in the human spirit. Do not underestimate us and do not try us.
Stirring stuff.
Ooh, I feel very stirred.
Don't you feel stirred? Yes. Absolutely. Good time to be writing that kind of music, clearly. President Trump has disclosed that he will make a determination, however, about whether officially to list North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism once his travels to Asia are over. So there's one tantalizing decision that the president is not yet disclosing that perhaps he will disclose when he's on his way back to the United States on Air Force One when this is all wrapped up.
But they are treating him, the Chinese, much better than they treated Barack Obama. Why is that?
They are. I mean, I think that the Chinese have got Donald Trump's number. I mean, I think they understand
that
all of this pomp and ceremony and the trappings of all of this really matter to President Donald Trump. It was notable that just days before he arrived in China, the Chinese announced that they were tightening penalties against those people in the country who disrespect the country's national anthem. Now, is that coincidence or was that a targeted message designed to suggest to Donald Trump that the Chinese really kind of admired some of the things that he'd been doing here? At the end of the day, this trip is going to be judged by what kind of substantive achievements, if any, President Trump brings back. Will he persuade Xi Jinping to do more to try and exercise leverage over Kim Jong-un? Will materially trade issues be advanced and dealt with? You know, those are very big questions.
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.